band latest release, Doombound. It's set to be released on the 27th, starting on the 26th in Europe, and on February in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit more about this album, the concept and ideas behind it?
Yeah. This is actually the first, like, whole concept album for Battlelore. Of course, we have had already talking in the background, but now we are talking about one specific concept from Tolkien's world, which is Tragic Life of Turin Turambar. And this is also a funny thing, because it's like the Turin's tale is based on Finnish national epic. So it's really nice touch. And yeah, it's like first time we are making a whole concept album. But the songs on the album are not in chronological order, but anyway, it's a concept album. And musically, we tried to do something different, and I think that this album is a bit different from the previous ones.
And going into that, how do you think that it's different from the other ones?
It's hard to say, but I think it's we just made things a bit different. For example, I did a bit more clean singing stuff for myself, and musically, I think we have some. I would say maybe we have some, maybe a power metal influence there, but then again, we have a bit more, maybe a bit of folk more than we used to. And I don't know, it's quite hard to say.
And how hard do you think it was to, you know, like you say, approach the music a little bit different, but keep the Battlelore sound?
Yeah, it is. The way that we make the songs, it pretty much always goes, in the end, towards the Battlelore sound. But in the beginning, when we start making songs, it's either me or Jussi or Yuri, or now on this album there's a song by Timo, our bass player. It's normally like we have a basic idea for the song with guitar, and then we make a demo with drums and two guitar tracks, and then after that we start circulating the MP3s, and everybody adds their own stuff. So in the end, even though the guitar track would be really different, in the end it will sound like Battlelore when everybody has added their own stuff on it. But the thing is that on this album there's this song in Finnish, Käärme Surma. And we actually were thinking about dropping that from the album all the time, because it's so different from the other songs on the album. But I think that we made a good decision not to drop it, because now Napalm is using that as a signal, and we have had many good comments that, oh, it's nice that you finally sing in Finnish and everything. So it's like, okay, so maybe that's for the fans then.
And going into that, yeah, you're singing about mythology and stuff, but you do it in English. And have you had, like you're mentioning, other people wanting you to do it in Finnish for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have always used like a bit of Finnish on every album, a few lines here and there. But now we decided to use the whole song in Finnish, and I don't know, for me it's really hard to sing in Finnish. It's so much easier to sing in English, because when I try to sing in Finnish, I always start changing the words like I was singing in English. So it was really hard to to sound Finnish than singing. So it's hard to say, but it's really hard for me. But I think it turned out quite okay on the album.
And how pleased are you with some of the early reviews that you guys been getting? Are people getting it? Are people just saying it's more of the same? What's your thoughts on what people are saying?
I think most of the comments have been, I would actually say that all of the comments have been really positive. Everybody's like, oh, finally you did the song in Finnish. And everything. So it's like, I know that people have wanted that, that we would use Finnish more, but...
Well, but I
think that now...
No, I mean for the whole album, as for the album as a whole.
Album as a whole? No,
yeah.
No. I don't want to do a Finnish album.
Oh no, no.
I don't like Finnish.
I mean, what the people in press have been saying about the album as a whole.
Oh yeah. As a whole, it's like it has gotten really good reviews. I saw one really bad review. But otherwise, I think I've seen really good ones now, so I think it's going quite well.
And how much are you guys obsessed about that? There's some other bands that never read reviews. You guys seem to do it. How much does that... how much do you take in from the reviews?
Well, I personally want to see what people think. I don't read the reviews like, okay, I need to change something or like that. I just want to see how people react to the stuff that we've done this time around. And if they are sharing our idea of the album, like this time around, that we think that we have made a bit different album. So if people are saying that it's a bit different, or it's always the same, that, oh, this is another parallel album, and it sounds like them. So it's, yeah. But I don't take the reviews like, okay, if somebody says that you should do more guitar solos, then we will add guitar solos. No, not like that.
And going into the time it took you guys to release, the last few albums were done pretty quickly, but this one took around two and a half years. Can you tell us a little bit more why this time you guys decided to take your time?
Well, actually, the album has been ready since August, so we've just been waiting for the release. So it takes almost half a year. And then, I don't know, actually, we didn't take any longer breaks. We played European tours, we played UK tour, we did some festivals, and then, of course, three of us, we have children, so just took some time. But we didn't have any, like, plan to make a longer period now and not do the album, but it just took time. I don't know. But the songwriting itself, we started pretty much in the beginning of last year, and then we went to studio in June, so... It took half a year to demo the songs before studio.
And knowing them, and there's so many bands coming out from Finland, and in the past years, what do you think made you guys be able to stand out from other bands in the last few years that you've been getting more attention both in Europe and in North America?
Yeah. Well, for us, it's pretty much the image stuff. I think it's like... Of course, we are musically also quite different compared to like Moonsorrow or Turrikas or MC Serum or some of these guys, Korpiklaani. We are really different, but also the image and the talking thing, I think it makes us different.
And what would you say that, do you think that you guys are going to be able to keep going with the same look, or are you guys considering changing something up, you know, to keep things fresh?
We always change the look a bit from album to album, so we have now new stuff, new clothes and everything, but if you have seen the new promotional pictures, we have new stuff on, but nothing drastic though. It's like a bit improved.
You're not gonna go black metal from one album to the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, changing things up. We don't see any shows planned. Are you guys planning a supporting tour in Europe? Festival dates? What are your plans for supporting this album?
We are now talking about festivals for the summer. For us as a band, it's really hard to go on tour because we are several people in the band and everybody's working and we have families and everything, so it's always a pain to start planning for a tour. But I'm hoping that we will get to play many festivals. And of course, as you are from the US, and we get these questions all the time that when we are coming there, when are you playing US tours and everything. It would be really, really nice. I'm hoping that we would be able to come to US and play at least a few gigs at some point.
And
but that's like one of my dreams. I have these musical dreams and I have already been able to get most of them. But I still have a few more to go and they are like US tour and go to Japan. So I'm hoping I'm able to come there.
And have you guys ever been offered to play here, since there's been a bunch of like Finnish tours and a lot of the Finnish like folk / fantasy metal bands have been pretty successful here?
Yeah.
Have you guys been offered anything at all, or you just been waiting for the call?
We actually have been offered. We were supposed to come with Korpiklaan a couple of years back. But of course we couldn't. And then I think it was last year we were offered a tour, but it was like 52 days.
Oh.
So it was like too long, we cannot, we can't. Because we don't make any money from touring, so it's like we have to pay for the houses and everything, so we cannot take that long breaks from work. So, but we are hoping that the only problem is that in US there are no festivals. Like,
yeah,
I think we've been talking about this progressive.
Prog Power USA.
Yeah, but it would be possible to come there, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. It would be really nice, anyways. At least come to US and see the country. I haven't been there.
And what do you think is going to be the way that you guys are going to approach the promotion of this album? Like you said, I mean, you were just talking about festivals. It's kind of hard to tour. How do you think you guys are going to approach promoting this release?
I think that, this is the music business today is so hard that. If you really would like to sell a lot of albums, you really would need to tour. And this is a problem in our band, that we have had really good possibilities, but we have turned down so many tours because of the real life. So I'm hoping that we would get some really cool festivals this coming summer. And you know, we are thinking about different kind of promotional stuff that will happen on our website. We are going to have some competitions and everything, but we'll see what happens.
And how do you think the label has been helping you guys, since most, I mean, the labels now pretty much help bands by making them tour to promote the albums, and for you guys, they have to take a different approach? Has the label said anything about it, or they've been pretty good about respecting you guys' wishes of not being able to tour because of other commitments?
Yeah, of course, Napalm would like to see us on tour all the time. and they have been really good for us. Of course, we have always gotten tour support when we go on tour, and they are supporting us all the time. But of course, I also can see this situation from their side, that really if you want to sell albums, you need to tour. And then we say that, okay, we cannot tour. We can play some festivals, of course, the label can get a bit anxious, but so far it's been good, and I think that Napalm is a really cool label.
And what do you think it's in play for the future of the band? Would you guys want to just keep out producing albums for a while? Or are you guys saying maybe not on this, under this name? What are your plans?
Yeah, it's of course we have a team that this is a bit like sixth album already for us, and it's quite a good amount of albums for any band so far. But if we think about this one, it was quite easy to make, and there are four guys that made songs, and we have many people that would like to make more songs and everything. So it's like, if I'm now trying to see the future, I can choose still more albums to come. And of course, I would like to make the black metal album as Black Metal.
And
Death Black Metal is a really hard one. I would like to see that one.
And just to kind of wrap things up, is there anything else that you want to say to North American audiences that are going to be listening to this interview and they're waiting for the album and hoping the band comes over sometime?
Yeah. Whatever you do, I suggest that try to get the digipack version of the album with the bonus DVD, because the bonus DVD is excellent. It's like, we made this bonus DVD because of the 10 years of Saddler. So there are really cool little picture galleries and few shows. And then there is a tour report from the Ebonite tour and all the personal stuff. So whatever you do, try to get the digipack version. And I'm really hoping that we could come to US. At least played a few gigs to see that people would have a possibility to come to see our show, because on the dates we are at our best.